Blog Talk Radio.
Para,
To the Truth to Power show, and I am Beverly, and we have Eddie Rodriguez with us tonight. Eddie Rodriguez, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing fine, Beverly. Thank you so much for inviting me back to Truth to Power with Beverly D every Thursday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Tonight we started at 10 p.m. A special celebration, excuse me, for the end of Black Heritage Month, and we wanted to get the show in to pay tribute to some of the Afro-Latino artists in tropical Latin music, past and present. We just heard from the queen of Latin music, Celia Cruz, may she rest in peace. That particular number, Quimbara, was performed in Zaire, Africa, for the great event Rumble in the Jungle. That was a George Foreman, Muhammad Ali fight. And the Fania All-Stars were invited to that event, and I got to tell you, you know, the footage that I saw of the audience, you know, was incredible. I mean, they didn't understand a word that Celia was saying, but they felt the music and they were moving. I'm telling you, it was something to behold. I was very glad to know Celia Cruz, and you know, she has a great legacy project going on, and the person that is handling that is a gentleman by the name of Omer Pardillo in Miami, and he's doing a great job. You know, her image is minted now on a quarter coin, a quarter of a dollar coin, and her famous line, and you heard it in that song, was "Azúcar." And that means sugar. And when she used to come out, start of her show, you know, that was what she used to yell out, so to speak, and the audience would go crazy. It was incredible, her shows, and we miss her, and there will never be another one like Celia Cruz in the Afro-Cuban, well, in the Latin music industry as a whole. As you know, Celia was black. She was an Afro-Cuban heritage. She was born in Cuba. And, you know, it's interesting because, you know, people from Cuba or Puerto Rico or Colombia or Venezuela or Peru or Panama, or, they have a, you know, they're proud of their African heritage. You know, it's something, you know, colored people of Latino, you know, countries, of Spanish-speaking countries, are very proud of their African and their, you know, indigenous people's heritage, you know, versus, you know, the non-black and brown, you know, Latinos who lean more towards their European or their Spanish heritage, you know, blue eyes, white. And it's interesting because, you know, when you start to dance and, you know, this music is just infectious, you know, all, you know, there is, you know, everyone is colorblind. So I'm glad you started off with Celia Cruz, and I'm looking forward to the music from other Afro-Cuban, Afro-Boricua, Puerto Rican, Afro Colombian, Afro-Venezuelan, Afro-Panamanian, Afro-Dominican artists in the tropical Latin music industry, past and present. So thank you once again for inviting me on this celebration at the end of Black Heritage Month in the USA.
All right, and thank you for bringing the music to us. Well, let's see what else we got here. Wait a minute, let me get my bearings here on music here. And I, you know, listening to the music as I was putting it on, you could really hear the African, the drums, that African beat to the music also. Okay, let's see. Let's get started here. Where am I? Okay, here we go.
Pa bravo yo, yo que soy mulato oscuro, tengo la mente en mi sitio y estoy bueno de salud. Pa bravo yo, yo que tengo sentimiento, tengo sangre de africano y canto con gran virtud. Sé lo que es la tumba, el cencerro y el mundo. Pa bravo yo, pa bravo yo, yo te lo digo. Pa bravo yo.
para Marcané, llego a Cueto, voy para Mayarín. De Alto Cedro voy para Marcané, llego a Cueto, voy para Mayarín. De Alto Cedro voy para Marcané, llego a Cueto, voy para Mayarín. Te tengo, no te lo puedo negar. Se me sale la babita, yo no lo puedo evitar. Cuando Juanita y Chan Chan en el mar cernían arena, como sacudí el jibe, a Chan Chan le daba pena. Limpia el camino de pajas que yo me quiero sentar en aquel tronco que veo y así no puedo llegar. De Alto Cedro voy para Marcané, llego a Cueto, voy para Mayarín.
Ataque con vaya, ataque de frente.
De Alto Cedro voy para Marcané, llego a Cueto, voy para Mayarín. De Alto Cedro voy para Marcané, llego a Cueto, voy para Mayarín. De Alto Cedro voy para Marcané, llego a Cueto, voy para Mayarín. De Alto Cedro voy para Marcané, llego a Cueto, voy para Mayarín. De Alto Cedro voy para Marcané, llego a Cueto, voy para Mayarín.
Dale la mano al caído y si acaso bien malo a ti. acercará. En cambio todo lo bueno contigo siempre estará. Óyelo.
El Nazareno me dijo que cuidará a mis amigos.
Me dijo que hacía mucho bueno conmigo y mucho malo también me dijo.
El Nazareno me dijo que cuidará a mis amigos.
Estaría cantando cositas lindas y bonitas para ustedes que son mis queridos amigos.
Balam 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 bal ¿Dónde vas, mulato? ¿Dónde vas? Con ese tambor. ¿Dónde vas, mulato? ¿Dónde vas? Con ese tambor. A casa de Pancho voy, que ya se formó el rumbón. A casa de Pancho voy, que ya se formó el rumbón. Cada vez que tú toques el tambor, bailará a mí. Se mueve con el viento y tiembla la tierra, tiembla.
La palma la parte rayo. Viene el viento y la estremece. La palma la parte rayo. Viene el viento y la estremece. Y a papi cuando le parece de palma se vuelve un rayo bonco.
Cada vez que tú toques el tambor, baila la niña. Se mueve con el viento y tiembla la tierra, tiembla. Tiembla la tierra, tiembla.
Caballero, yo estoy temblando.
Tiembla la tierra, tiembla.
Yo tiemblo, tiemblo, tiemblo ya.
Tiembla la tierra, tiembla.
Pero bueno, vamos a gozar.
Tiembla la tierra,
tiembla. Pero bueno, vamos a bailar.
Tiembla la tierra,
tiembla. Pero bueno, vamos a temblar.
Tiembla la tierra,
tiembla. Tú y tiemblo yo. Esta rumba me hace temblar, esta rumba me pone a gozar.
Siempre te dije, te quise,
quiero estás en mi corazón. Llegó Superman bailando rock and roll. Oye, bailando el rock and roll, bailando el guaguancó.
Llegó Superman.
Tonight on Truth to Power, we are showcasing Eddie Rodriguez, and he is showcasing the Afro-Latin tropical music. Great music, Eddie Rodriguez.
Well, thank you very much, Beverly. Thank you once again for inviting me back to your show, Truth to Power. It's an interesting dynamic when you have Afro-Latinos in tropical Latin music. We heard from Mongo Santa Maria. We heard from Justo Betancourt. We heard from Chucho Valdez. We heard from Israel Cachao Lopez. We heard from Los Papines. We just heard from Tato Valdez and Totico. In the mix, you were also, we were also listening to an Afro-Puerto Rican, Afro-Boricua, by the name of Ismael Rivera, who is considered, for all times, may he rest in peace, the Sonero Mayor, or in other words, the most important or the most outstanding improviser in Latin music that ever lived. We have a lot of artists that are great soneros, but he was the best, and it was unfortunate that, you know, he came in early during, you know, in the 50s in New York City, and, you know, was just wanted to play music, wanted to sing, and signed deals that unfortunately did not provide him the justice in terms of royalties that he was due. So, you know, a lot of cases like that happened in the 50s. They happened in the African-American and Afro-Latino and, you know, in general in the music industry. So, you know, it wasn't anything that he did that was likely that someone would do who wanted to get their music heard on the radio, so to speak, and start performing, because, you know, they have passion. You know, this is a passionate industry. You know, music is passionate, and when you have God-given talent, you know, you want to express it, you want to record it, and you want to be heard on the radio, and you want to perform in front of people and make them feel happy, make them dance, and you don't see people frowning when they're dancing tropical Latin music. So, you know, it's something very interesting. So, you know, we're going to hear some more music tonight that, once again, we give credit and it's a tribute to these great artists, past and present, that have paved the way for other artists to make a living in the tropical Latin music business, the salsa music industry in particular. So how did you like the music, Beverly?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm loving it. You know, I'm into the drums and the guy that was on the piano. That was awesome.
That was Chico Valdez. You know, you got to see him perform at the Detroit Jazz Festival last summer.
Mm-hmm.
So, he's someone that you're familiar with. He's on tour right now with the 50th anniversary of his the group, that the first Cuban group to win a Grammy back in the 70s, called Ida Quere. And so he's on tour with some of the original members of Ida Quere, and the son of one of the members, a saxophonist by the name of Carlos Alvarez Jr. And so it's you know, these are the people that have paved the way in not only, you know, dance music, but in jazz as well. So, you know, we tried to include a little bit of that. Mongo Santa Maria also was incredible. You know, Afro Blue was is a classic, and you know, as well as Israel Cacao López with Descarga Cacao, which was a very, very danceable tune. We heard the original. So, and we also heard from Compay Segundo, an original version of Chan Chan, which was made famous with the Buena Vista Social Club. So, you know, we covered a lot of ground. Like I said, it's, you know, at the end of some of the songs, you know, you might hear, you know, something different. We just heard something that was attached to one of the songs by Ruben Blades. And earlier we heard something attached to one of the songs of the Celia Cruz, the opening by Willy Colon. That is a promo by the record label. If they attach these snippets, their music they have in their catalog, so not meant to be part of the show, but, you know, it comes along from YouTube. All of the music you're hearing tonight is available on YouTube. So, I want to thank YouTube for providing the music that we play on Truth to Power every Thursday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tonight, celebrating Black Heritage Month. This is the end of Heritage Month, so I'm really glad you had the opportunity to include this show, even though we came on at 10 p.m. It's documented, and you know, it's for people, it's for their listening and, you know, education and entertainment, so to speak. Listening to different cultures is part of your program, and the music that we play tonight, you know, is focusing on a particular musician from an Afro-Latino culture. Very proud Afro-Latinos, Afro-Boricua, Afro-Cubans. We're going to hear some Afro-Colombians, Afro-Venezuelan, Afro-Panamanians. So without any further ado, Beverly, let's hear some more music.
All righty, here we go.
Oh, yeah. mujer que yo tenía se fue y me abandonó. Me dijo que ella quería alguien mejor que yo. A mí vas a volver y se echó a reír sin compasión. Y tal como se lo dije, así mismo pasó. Y tal como se lo dije, así mismo pasó. Ayer me llamó que todo le salió mal. Que la perdonara, que para ella, como yo no hay otro igual. Y yo le contesté, y yo le contesté, y yo le contesté, sí, con mucho caché.
tiene lugares, con culturas musicales, melodías armoniosas y de bailes muy sensuales. Pero hay algo que le falta, que no sé cómo explicarte, porque yo solo lo he visto en la tierra de Betances, esa llamada Borinque, la tierra del jibarito. He viajado por lugares que la música deleita, pero que no tienen clave, sentimiento ni cadencia. Como puedes escuchar, no hay música como esta, y a eso que le llaman swing, solo se da en esta tierra.
con su talle apretado y muy tirado de blanco la sigue tan aislado y se forma la rumba con un gran furor y se viste de fiesta mi amante corazón. Cámbiame ese swing. Ahora en bossa nova para variar un poquito.
Los entierros de mi gente pobre son un verdadero espectáculo. ¿Sentimiento tú? En los entierros de mi pobre gente pobre, las flores son de papel, las lágrimas son de metal. No es como en otros funerales de la vida, en donde el llanto es mentira y hay mucha flor. que más perfume que la lágrima sentirá, que identifica el sufrimiento de la gente, porque las flores ya mañana se marchitan y el cementerio es un olvido indiferente. Mi gente pobre siempre vuelve al campo santo, sembrando una flor de llanto, con amor y voluntad. Las amapolas del cariño verdadero son el mayor homenaje de mi gente de arrabal.
Salsa music have gone through his university, so to speak, and have become superstars in tropical Latin music. We just heard the great voice of the late Chill Feliciano and a composition by another Afro-Puerto Rican by the name of Tite Curet Alonso. A remarkable singer. May they both rest in peace. You know, this is someone that I had the honor to work with, and I had the pleasure to meet Tite Curet Alonso. He comes from the town adjacent to the town that I'm from. He was born in Guayama, Puerto Rico. I'm in Arroyo, Puerto Rico. We're coming to you live. You know, this is unscripted, unedited, and it comes from the heart. Our goal is to educate and entertain. And we heard from another great vocalist, Afro-Puerto Rican vocalist, by the name of Luigi Texior, incredible, you know, song with Sonora Ponceña. And we heard from, we had a duet there with Celia Cruz, an Afro-Cuban, as you know, and an Afro-Puerto Rican by the name of Pete El Conde Rodriguez. That was a track that was recorded on the Fania Records label. And, you know, you could hear the arrangement with the strings and Louis Ramirez, may he rest in peace. I mean, all three of them, may they rest in peace, you know, did a great job on that particular composition. We also heard from Luisito Carrion, and that was another tune that he did with Sonora Ponceña called Yare. Like I said, we heard from Willie Rosario and Joe Feliciano, Luigi Texador, and we just heard from Joe Feliciano. You know, there's so many great Afro-Latino Caribbean artists and musicians and bandmates, composers, songwriters, entertainers, you know, that we haven't had the opportunity to play their music tonight. There was so much music to choose from that it was a little difficult for me to curate the show tonight. But, you know, we don't want to miss some of the people that opened the doors for the Latin music or the Latin tropical music industry, like the drummer Chano Pozo, who created a particular sound with the Dizzy Gillespie jazz band back in the 40s with a number by the name of Manteca. And we also want to pay tribute to Machito, Frank Grillo, and Mario Bausa, who created a group by the name of the Afro-Cubans back in the 40s and the 50s. There was a joke about the Afro-Cubans because in those days, below 96th Street in Manhattan, you know, no colored musicians would perform, you know, so below 96th Street, you have the Afro-Cubans, but they weren't not Afro-Cubans, they were white musicians. So, you know, people like, you know, Mario Bausa, you know, Graciela, Yolanda Rivera, we have an artist in Puerto Rico by the name of Choco Horta, you know, she's Afro-Boricua. And there's just so many artists that we haven't had the opportunity to mention or play their music tonight. But it's a celebration of Black Heritage Month. So this is the Latin component of celebrating the music of Afro-Latinos during at the last day of Black Heritage Month in the USA. So once again, Beverly, I want to thank you very much for allowing us to bring this music to your audience. There's a lot of names that, you know, we've missed mentioning tonight, but they are all very much Afro-Latinos, and you can feel their music when they sing, or their band, like Willie Rosario's band, has a dynamic band. And these arrangements, I mean, the orchestration, the music is just so incredible that I hope your audience likes what we're doing here on your show too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, very powerful music. Enjoying it a lot. You can't be sad with this music. It's going to make you move. It's going to move something, your toes, your fingers, your body. It's going to make you move. So good energy. And I want to thank you, Eddie Rodriguez, for bringing this music to us. And I look forward to bringing some more great music here next Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we're going to continue to go out with some great music here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Señoras y señores, mi hermano querido de Santo Domingo, el señor José Alberto el Canario. Vamos a cantar junto aquí, José Alberto.
¡Volví, Perú!
Ya está el hombre aquí otra vez. Dale, a las 4 de la mañana.
Ya calentaste.
Algo.
¡Damos abrazo!
Bueno, vamos a cantar algo. Este número no lo puede cantar más nadie, sino él y yo.
Esto lo grabamos hace unos añitos con la perfecta combinación.
Unos 20 años por lo menos.
Pero dicen que 20 años no son nada.
Sí, señor.
La, 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 la.
Oye, ¿qué? llegó el sabor de siempre.
Usted está en Cali, ay mire, vea. Si las mujeres son lindas y hermosas, aquí no hay fea, para que vea. Mi Cali se está adornando para su fiesta más popular, con caña dulce el melao, hierve en la paila hasta amanece. Habrá corrida de toros y por la noche fiesta y rumba. En Cali, mira, se sabe gozar. En Cali, mira, se sabe gozar. Salsa de aquí, con mucho maní, con salsa de aquí, con mucho maní.